This is Cyprus Today with Chris Pearson.
Tomorrow night is the opening night of this year's Rose Bowl Drama Festival at St John's School in Episcopi. This will be the 25th anniversary of the Rose Bowl Festival, which involves amateur theatre groups from across the island performing one-act plays over two nights. One of the Rose Bowl organisers is Carol Cording, who says that due to other commitments, there won't be quite as many groups entering the event as usual.
This year, we've only got six, which is a bit of a shame, really. We usually have eight or nine, but there's a lot of commitments, you know, with partners being overseas and everything. Unfortunately, Mercury Theatre Group in Eynick had to drop out at the last minute due to operational commitments.
There may be fewer groups entering this year's Rose Bowl event, but Carol says the quality is still there. The six plays will be split over two nights.
Actually, it's four and two. We've got four on Friday, and the first one is the Space Youth Theatre, and they're giving as a presentation of the Blues Sisters. That's followed by the Paphos Youth Theatre with a play called Us and Them. And Stage One Theatre Group, that's the adult group from Ember in Paphos. They've got a play called Alarms. And we finish the evening with a play called Cut from Foley School in Limassol. Saturday we start off with Stage One Youth Theatre from Paphos. And they're doing something called The Bible in 30 Minutes or Less. The other one is ACT, the Anglo-Cypriot Theatre from Nicosia, who are doing a play called The Spy Who Came In for the Phone.
This year's Rose Bowl Festival runs in the main auditorium at St John's School in Episcopi on Friday and Saturday. Curtain is up at 7 o'clock each night, and you can get tickets on the door priced at just €3. Call Carol for more information on 9942 7572.
This is BFBS. This is Cyprus Today.
Now that the tourist season in Cyprus is getting into full swing, people in Eynick are making the most of the station's close proximity to the popular resorts of Protaras and Ayanapa. A free welfare bus which taxis people to and from Prot on a Saturday night is up and running, allowing both families and partygoers to enjoy a night out without having to worry about transport. But Corporal Chris Jenkins from the Cyprus Joint Police Unit is sending out a word of warning to night owls heading out into the busy resorts this summer.
Don't drink to excess. You're in a foreign country. Anything may happen to you if you drink too much. Part of British Forces Cyprus lines of operation is to maintain good relations with the Republic of Cyprus. If you do find yourself getting into trouble with the Republic of Cyprus police, contact your chain of command. Don't sign any statements unless you're absolutely sure what it contains on them.
The prop bus runs every Saturday, picking up families from the Hermes car park at 6 o'clock and dropping them back off again at 10. The second shuttle runs at 10 to 8 and brings clubbers back to Eynick at 2 a.m. But if you miss the bus, be careful about the taxi you choose to take home.
Make sure that when you get into the taxi, it has a T prefix at the start of the registration plate. Anything other than that is obviously a hooky taxi. The taxi text is available. We have a mobile which is running 24/7 at CJPU. The number for that is 99370323, and if you text that number with your name, whereabouts you're travelling, and then again the registration of the taxi that you're getting into.
That taxi number once again is 99370323.
Cyprus Today, the local papers.
The Cyprus Mail reports on a warning over air quality in Cyprus due to the current dusty conditions. Children, the elderly and sick have been warned to stay indoors when dust levels get particularly bad. The levels of particulate matter, or PM, in the atmosphere yesterday reached as high as 187 micrograms per cubic meter. That's way beyond the safe upper threshold for health, which is set at 50 micrograms per cubic meter. The paper also carries a story on plans to completely redevelop Larnaca to give it a more appealing upscale image. 15 different projects are planned, according to the town's tourist board, in a multi-million pound development due to be completed over the next 5 years. Finally, the Mail, along with all the other Cyprus papers, reports on Ammonia Nicosia's 4-3 penalty shootout victory over Apollon Limassol in last night's Cyprus Cup final held in Larnaca. The game finished 1-1, and extra time still failed to separate the teams, so it all came down to the dreaded penalties. The win gives the Nicosia team its 13th cup title.
This is Cyprus Today.
Sword. Happy Valley Hash House Harriers are meeting this afternoon in the Platiniskia area. They'll be meeting at 4 o'clock, and you can get more info by calling Mike on 9943 4794. That's it for Thursday. For Cyprus Today, I'm Chris Pearson.